102.9.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Okay. Time for my gents.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The founder of co-founder rather of Mindful Matters, mental health activist for men, the empathy king, care goodness. Talk to us, Puta. What is it that we need to take into our brotherhood today?
Good morning, Fresh family. Good morning, the Fresh Breakfast family. Good morning, Shaquan and NSK.
What's up?
My two favorite people.
Are we?
You know, it's Wednesday. Wednesday means it's time for my gents. It means as brothers, we huddle up, we talk, mm-hmm. And we address issues. We get the conversation started, as NSK always says. And, you know, and that means K Goodness is on your radio. And I'm tired, guys, you know, and that's the thing that I think a lot of men struggle with, and that's my topic for today is, do we actually know how to rest? Now, I had a conversation with a friend the other day who was like, the trouble about the festive season is, we talk about you, holiday, but do we actually go and rest, or do we just change our activities, and we start the year drained in any case?
Mm-hmm. That part,
you know,
that
so
part.
I just want to implore you this holidays to seek active rest. Active rest isn't, you know, do something that you usually don't do, but that doesn't drain you. You know, take a walk on the beach, read. You know, it doesn't have to be all the partying and traveling and doing all these things. But you need to actively rest so that your body can recharge. But a lot of us, during this time of the holidays, we are traveling, we're partying, we're spending money. There's nothing wrong with it. But do we actively go and rest?
Mm.
And remember, when you're emotionally and physically tired and even mentally tired, your inhibitions go out of the way, so you're more likely to make mistakes, bad decisions, and so on. So seek active rest. So it doesn't mean because it's the holidays now it's time to party and have fun and whatever. Even if you do, take time out, a day or two, where you just do nothing.
Yeah,
just do absolutely nothing and rest. Give your body the opportunity to recover. Give your mind the opportunity to relax and calm down.
Yeah,
because above, you know, the partying and it's holiday, we as men, we want to go. You want the next thing. You want to go and start the next project. You're thinking ahead and so on. All good and well, not a problem. You know, failing to plan is planning to fail, but you've got to give yourself the opportunity to rest and recuperate. You know, biblically, this is what God says. The Sabbath, the seventh day, is the day of rest. You know, so you've, even God rested. Who do you think you are not to rest? So we've got to actively pursue rest, you know. So there's holidays, take a time, you know, do things that you don't do, that are calm, that are, you know, that allow you to switch off, that allow your body to go into a state of rest, that allow your mind to go to a state of rest. Because also, if your mind is not in a state of rest, your body doesn't get the rest it needs. So try and switch off by any means possible. Be a couch potato. Watch that, you know, that series that you've wanted to watch. Just tone down, switch it off, and give your body the opportunity to recuperate, and we can start 2025 more energized than ever before. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Kavi. Appreciate it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So when Kavi comes here on the radio,
yeah,
K Goodness is on your radio, and then he rah-rahs,
yeah,
and then he gets mad,
yeah,
when people start checking for him.
And then people start doing what, sorry?
When my hands start to check for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You rah-rah so much.
Does his accent change of it?
No. That's just how he sounds. I'm saying. Okay, yeah. Because he sounds so good. And, you know, a woman wants, you know, a man who's so in touch with his feelings that does not have a problem, you know, expressing himself. Okay, goodness, please stop driving my ladies crazy. I'm just being silly, guys. Honestly. Thank you so much, man. Honestly. But it's true, partner. You need to rest.
Yeah. You know, I you know, for a guy maybe in a bachelor setup, I think that's probably a bit easier to do that, right? But a guy in a family home, a guy that's he's a husband.
Yeah.
You know, this wife, this kid.
Breadwinner.
The breadwinner.
Yeah.
But even, no, let's just say even they're just chilling. You know, they're just planning, okay, look, we're going to drive to Soccer Moon,
mm-hmm.
or we're just going to go to Parkies, or we're just going to chill. You know what I mean? Do a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
he's still on his toes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
She's also still on her toes.
Yeah.
Because she needs to prepare the salads and she needs to prepare the what. He's out there getting the hood. He's putting up the braai. He's, you know, driving up and down. We forgot the drive. Go good. What. Come back.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? Braai, host maybe some friends. Laugh the whole night. Get tired. Drink. Next morning, clean again. Think about the next
Kids
activity.
Need breakfast.
Kids need breakfast. So it's like, hey, bruh.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Granted, the kids are maybe sent away, you know, on holiday. Maybe that's also like one solution. The kids are away. So it's just, except Ekame Fro. Maybe then we can say, okay, look, try your best and just like rest. You know what I mean? The two of you wait with hosting friends and hosting what and trying to party and whatever. No, relax. Let's just get pizza and let's just be bums. The next 2-3 days.
Yeah, that's true.
Once now, offices close now, you know, next week and so on.
Next week, yeah.
And just like actively just switch off.
Yeah.
Is that even possible?
Is that even possible though?
You know, because maybe she wants to do something or maybe he's the one that's even the urakh one. Ah, my brother says, you know.
That part. Yes, couples, let's meet up at whose house. Yes, I know what you mean.
But you know what? Kavi has a good point.
That's a good point, yeah.
It's 8:59 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. On the other side, we talk Amy's Day.
Finally.